Utah lawmakers are considering a new bill that would ban a controversial form of psychotherapy for people under 18. Conversion therapy supposedly changes or fixes a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, but it's been rejected by mental health professionals for decades. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints recently denounced conversion therapy and said it will not oppose the legislation. KUER's Daisha Eaton has one man's story on conversion therapy. Note that this story discusses suicide.
Please welcome Arturo Fuentes.
Wearing a blazer and jeans, his dark hair closely cropped, Arturo Fuentes stands alone on a stage before a packed house at the Salt Lake City Public Library.
I'm 16 years old, and I am at the Springville City Public Library. And my heart is racing. I feel like a criminal doing something inappropriate as I'm trying to hide the book I have.
The 35-year-old fights back tears as he remembers the shame he felt that day, nearly 20 years ago, as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The title of the book is Resolving Homosexual Problems, A Guide for LDS Men. I actually ended up reading every LDS-authored book on that shelf.
In high school, living near Provo, he was desperate not to be gay. He says he confided in a bishop who arranged conversion therapy for him through LDS Family Services without his parents knowing. The church paid for it. The bishop told him,
"All you have to do is get close to your dad. Everything's going to be fine." And I believe that.
So began a decade-long effort to change his sexual orientation. He says he was motivated to do so because of church doctrine, which says a heterosexual marriage is necessary to get into the highest level of the celestial kingdom. The church doesn't view same-sex feelings as a sin, but says acting on them is. Conversion therapy has a long history in Utah, dating back to the 70s when researchers at Brigham Young University experimented on people using electric shock to produce an aversion to images of the same sex. Today, counselors use talk therapy, visualization, and social skills training. Around 700,000 adults in the U.S. have received conversion therapy, according to the Williams Institute at UCLA. Roughly half of those received it as adolescents, like Fuentes. He says therapists often provided more confusion than clarity. One counselor sent him to group therapy for others like him, without telling him what it was about. He leaned on his faith for answers. A bishop referred him to a Sexaholics Anonymous group.
I introduced myself, and I actually said I'm addicted to men, and I'd never had sex with a man.
He prayed. He fasted. He thought he wasn't trying hard enough. He became severely depressed.
I remember being in my parents' sheds with a rope and figuring out where I could hang it from.
I didn't know about the rope.
That's Fuentes' mother, Cynthia, speaking from Saltillo, Mexico, near Monterrey, where she and Fuentes' father, Erasmo, live.
I'm so sad and so sorry that he didn't tell us.
For a Mexican, I grew up, you know, thinking that that was the worst thing that could happen to somebody, be gay. Because here in Mexico, we have this macho thing, you know.
He eventually turned to Journey into Manhood, a retreat hosted by LDS conversion therapy guru, David Matheson. Here he is in a promotional video.
One of the biggest transformations I see is that men who have lived in a lot of secrecy and shame are able to let go of that.
But not Fuentes. Fuentes came out to his parents in 2012, stopped the therapy, and left the church.
I would say at least 90% of the young people that we work with will talk readily about their period of suicidality when they felt like there was something that was broken inside them that they couldn't fix.
That's Dr. Lisa Hansen, clinical director for Encircle, a nonprofit that provides counseling for LGBTQ youth. She says the clinic sees hundreds of clients each month with stories just like Fuentes's. They come there after other therapists have told them,
"You don't want to be gay. You won't have much of a life that way, or you know what God really wants you to do."
What's important, she says, is that the therapist helps the client explore their values. As it turns out, Matheson, the charismatic leader of those therapy weekends that Fuentes attended,
and yes, absolutely, it does work.
Now rejects conversion therapy too. In January, he came out as gay and now supports Utah's bill outlawing it for licensed therapists working with minors.
It's my hope that we can eliminate this practice.
Today, Fuentes is campaigning to pass the legislation, which would make Utah the 16th state to do so.
If we focus our efforts on helping with issues like depression, like anxiety, like low self-esteem, low self-worth, instead of making kids believe that they can change something that's so complex, that would be my hope.
Fuentes says he put himself through years of needless torture for something that doesn't work. And he hopes Utah lawmakers will spare other young people the pain he experienced. Daisha Eaton, KUER News.
If you or someone you know needs help or support, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255 or go to their website at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.